Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 today. In the middle of this section, we've been titled, You Be Humble, from chapter 2, verses 12 through 18 of Philippians. And again, kind of this others before self attitude, this is really the application of how that we are going to have the mind of Christ in us. Working out our own salvation, of having humility. And in verses 14 and 15, he really kind of starts to point the finger a little bit harder at them with that idea. He says, do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. So if you're not grumbling and disputing makes you blameless and innocent, what does grumbling and disputing make you then? It's kind of a hint.
Blamed and guilty, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Hint. Philippians, we're not just talking about salvation and Jesus. We're talking about you.
Yeah. You do things without grumbling or disputing. And again, it kind of points to this idea that, you know, this is has the potential, or maybe even is right now, getting in the way of the relationship that y'all to be having with each other.
Well, it makes you think about, like,
God.
When do we grumble and dispute?
Whenever I'm not getting my way.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of self,
yeah,
which is the opposite mindset of Jesus here.
Yeah. Whenever I only have a problem with other people whenever they don't agree with me.
Or
so,
God.
Yeah. If I'm making it all about me, obviously there's going to end up being something that goes wrong, mm-hmm, or something that comes up or whatever. Now there's some things that you can't bend on, but the idea here is not necessarily standing up for the truth. It's more about, is it my way or the highway kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's the way that we can prove ourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God. Our behavior is going to reflect on, our attitude. And our behavior of children reflects on the parenting,
yeah,
to some degree. Since we've taken on the name of Jesus, how should we behave? Well, we ought to behave like him. And if we're going to be children of God, then we need to have the attitude that God, it's the argument that John's going to make in 1 John is we ought to love each other because God is love. And if you're children of God, then as sons of God, you ought to be loving yourself. Well, that makes us a brother, a joint heir with Christ. If we're a brother of Christ and he has the attitude of that, well, to carry the family name, right? And behave with humility instead. And that's the only way that we can be lights have this good influence on the world around us.
Yeah, and I mean, continue that train of thought. If we're children of God and our actions reflect our spiritual parent in God the Father, then he says that's going to have a direct impact on this crooked and perverse generation. That's the people that don't know the Lord, who aren't associated with him and don't know anything about him. And so, you know, if you're acting, he says, don't act in such a way that people who don't know me will never want to know me. You know, don't represent me in a negative light don't shut them away from me, is the idea. Just as much as you can do a lot of good, and we can do a lot of good work for the Lord, you know, in verse 13, if we're doing what we should, you can also offset that just as badly in the negative attitudes and the negative, pride and the opposite of humility. We can shun people away from the Lord before, that ever gets started. because of the way that we act sometimes.
But if we act correctly, if we have a humble attitude, if we show love and mercy and grace to others in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, if we're exhibiting the kind of attitudes and behavior that we all do in a sinful world. I mean, think about like Joseph when Potiphar's wife said, "Come lie with me," and he ran.
Yeah.
Well, it made it hard on Joseph, but ultimately, because of his character, Joseph, we don't know what happened to Potiphar's wife. We do know what happened to Joseph. He became the second most powerful man in all of Egypt, you know, saved his entire family and a whole nation. You know, God can work through us when we are innocent children of God, when we are showing the love and mercy and grace that God wants us to have that represents his character, that when we're putting others before self, like Jesus, and representing his character.
Yeah, we are showing that same light, reflecting the light that he gave us. This word for lights in the world at the end of verse 15 it's translated in other places as stars, actually. But the idea, you know, is just that we're reflecting the Lord's light, obviously. You know, we're not shining our own light, but we're letting his light shine through us, that other people can come to know him because of that attitude. Just as much as we have the ability to ruin people's taste for Jesus just by the way we act, we also have the ability to make the Lord appealing. And I want to know more about what makes, you know, his character like that. I want to know more about why he's as humble as he is, or why he wants to reflect Jesus in that kind of way.
How does he? Why do you react to that situation in that way?
We can make the Lord just as appealing as we can disgusting to people who don't know him.
Yep, and we've known that since we were kids. We used to sing, "This little Christian light of mine, I'm going to let it shine all around the neighborhood. I'm going to let it shine," and we can draw people to Jesus in that when we do. When we make ourselves to be humble like Jesus, when we put others before self, when we're obedient to God because we're putting his will above our own. So hope you'll join us tomorrow for the final study of this section about being humble from Philippians 2, verses 12 through 18. We hope that you will like, share, subscribe, do all the things on social media, wherever you get podcasts, so that others can know about this. We hope you, though, will dedicate 5 to 10 minutes with us every day to sit down and study in God's Word, whether that's while you're driving to work or while you're mowing the yard or while you're getting ready for school or you're relaxing at the end of the day, but you'll just turn on this podcast every day. Spend 5 to 10 minutes with us with some spiritual enlightenment from God's Word. We're just digging in to see what he says, not trying to promote what we think, but just see what he says because it's his message that matters. That's why here on Scripture Spotlight, the text is the star of the show.